goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night. When dreams become...
Good afternoon, everybody. That, of course, is When Love Goes Astray. And in a way, my name is Larry Bloom, and you're listening to The Divorce Hour. Silly me. In a way, we're not really talking about divorce, but we are talking about walking down the lonesome night today. I am here with my good friend, Laura Oliveris. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, that's good. I can hear better now. I normally have you come in at the beginning of the year to talk about organizing oneself for a New Year's resolution, but we're talking about something completely different today, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Laura's prime business, I guess you could call it your prime business, is Be Organized, the letter B, organized. And today she has a second business. It's called Nothing Forgotten Incorporated.
That's right.
Because when I Googled Nothing Forgotten, I found a band. You were a little further down on the list.
Yeah. We'll have to work on that. Thanks for letting me know.
Okay. But I did find it. It's nothingforgotteninc.com, just in case anybody wants to find the website. Because I was looking. What is Nothing Forgotten?
Nothing Forgotten is the first and only after-death service available in the United States. We actually started Nothing Forgotten as the sister company of Be Organized, the company that you mentioned previously. What we do is we support loved ones who are left behind to manage the belongings after their loved one has passed away. A lot of times what happens is you've gone through the services, you've said your final goodbyes, people have come and gone, and now you're left with the reality of dissolving your loved one's intimate belongings. And you're confused, and you're in that fog of loss, and you feel very alone.
Where were you 9 years ago when I needed you?
I'm sorry.
I didn't know you 9 years ago.
I know.
And the truth is, even when I met you 3 years ago, it wasn't until a few months ago that I realized that you did this service. So why didn't I know that?
So, again, it's a good question. As a matter of fact, we've actually been offering this service inside of Be Organized for over 11 years.
Okay.
And it's not a service that we marketed wholeheartedly. It was something that we offered to our current clients. If they had the need, then we would support them. And then we realized the more we spoke about the services of Nothing Forgotten, how often we heard, "Where were you when?" If I only would have known about your service, I wouldn't have had to. And then I hear the story of the struggle and the grief that they went through when they had to do it all on their own.
And it really is a struggle. Speaking as someone who had it thrust upon him with no help.
Yeah.
I will tell you that it would have been so much easier to say, go do it. It would have. And I'm guessing that you got into this line of work because you were thrust into it as well? Is that a fair statement?
That's a fair statement. A little over 11 years ago, we got the phone call. My brother lived in Maui, and we all lived all over the United States. And we got the phone call that he was dying. Okay. Completely unexpected. He was 33 years old. It wasn't anything that we thought we'd be dealing with. And we all shuttled ourselves to Hawaii to say our final goodbyes. We went through the services. We then had to get back to our prospective lives. And the thing that was so heartbreaking was that his girlfriend, Lisa, of 4 years, they had a home together. And they didn't really have family there. They'd only been in Hawaii for a year or so.
Right.
And they had very few friends. And so she was left to dissolve all of his intimate belongings, the things that he had brought from childhood, from his memorabilia to his collections to even his pets. He loved animals, and she had to find out what was she going to do with his potbelly pig and his two dogs and the ferret that he had. She had no idea what to do with any of those things, and all she was dealing with was losing her partner, the person she thought she was going to spend the rest of her life with.
So, you being the professional organizer, came in and organized things.
So ironically enough, I wasn't able to support her. I could only support her from afar.
Right.
And so to watch her struggle through all that made me realize that there must be other people out there that are suffering the same grief. So that's when we started to offer the service to our current clients, because we didn't want our clients to have to go through that same struggle that we watched Lisa go through.
Understood.
Because, as you know, if you lose somebody and they live in a different state, you can make as many phone calls as you want to be supportive of that person who's dissolving the household.
Unless you're doing it yourself.
Right.
And you're there and it's your responsibility.
Right.
It's impossible.
Right. Exactly. And so that's how it all began. And then a year ago, just over a year ago, at the 10-year anniversary of Anthony's passing, we decided to launch Nothing Forgotten as its own entity, a sister company of Be Organized,
right,
and have it solely be focused on the people who've lost a loved one and really support those individuals who are left to manage and go through all of those belongings in the face of grief.
Now, you told me something in the green room a little earlier that I did not know. That there are... All right, I'll tell my story a little bit. I found my brother's body. He had taken his own life. And one of the things that I did not have to deal with were, what do I do with his prescription medications? Because he took every prescriptive medication of insight, and he was a drug shopper. He was a professional drug addict. The only thing he didn't take was the dog's pills. So... But there are rules, apparently, about, or at least safety tips, about disposing of medications. So let's talk about that.
Okay. So one of the things, when we started this process, we had a little bit more support. When we would go into people's homes and we would find multiple containers of pills, we wanted to make sure that we disposed of them appropriately. And there was a time when you could actually take those pills to your local pharmacy and they would take them and dispose of them appropriately. Well, that has since changed. Now, what they're doing is they're hands off. And so we spoke to a couple of pharmacies.
And before that, you told me people threw them in the garbage and that wasn't safe?
People were just, in the fog of everything, you just want it to go away. They're throwing narcotics on the street in the trash, and people are going through the trash. They're selling them. They're taking them. And then there's that's happening. So then people turn to flushing them down the toilet, and then you're diminishing the water.
Right.
So
can't be good for the environment.
Exactly. So we wanted to make sure we had a solution that would make a difference. And so we contacted a few people to find out what we could do best. And we found out what we can do is we can break the compound down. So we'll take all those pills, put them all in one container, mix them up, and then we add some water. And kitty litter will actually break down that content so that you can actually bag them up and
toss
them.
Who was smart enough to think of that?
There was actually a couple of pharmacists in New York City that helped us figure that out.
You mean you didn't get that from the Food and Drug Administration?
You would have thought, but we actually couldn't get any support from them.
Unbelievable. This is the Divorce Hour. My name is Larry Bloom. I am here with Laura Olivares, and we are talking about Nothing Forgotten. If you have a question or a comment, please call us. 877-480-4120. If you are too shy to call us on the phone, and my God, why would you be too shy? But you can go to the Facebook fan club page of Talking Alternative and send us an instant message. Or you can send me an email at larry@divorcebybloom.com. This is, again, the Divorce Hour, and we are on Talking Alternative. See you in a minute.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant. helping conscious people be better business people.
Hi, this is psychic medium Betsy Cohen, host of the show The Power of Intuition. Join me at TalkingAlternative.com Mondays at 11 a.m. Call in for a free psychic reading. Learn how to tune into your intuition to feel better and to create your optimum life. I'm here to guide you and to assist you in creating the life that you deserve. Listen every Monday at 11 a.m. on TalkingAlternative.com.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Russian or Russian. Forget me nots.
I love your music.
Thank you. I love my music too. I work harder at that than I do at the rest of the interview. That's the truth. Now, other than people hearing you today on the Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom, how do people really find you? I mean,
right. So there's the internet. There's a YouTube channel that we have. There's actually client testimonials that are available to be watched on our YouTube channel. So it's Nothing Forgotten YouTube channel. And then also what we're doing is that we are partnering with churches and synagogues in the area. One of the things I didn't get a chance to say is that we are not only located and doing services in New York City, we also have an office in Chicago. So at this point, we've already expanded to two cities, and we're looking to expand further.
Okay.
So we are working with the churches and the synagogues so that we can allow their congregants to know what's available. And what's really great is there are some really great bereavement programs in the churches and synagogues, but they haven't had access to this kind of service. They can support the individuals through their grief, but they don't have anything to offer their congregants in way of the actual physical support and emotional support of the actual going through and dissolving that household.
I'm going to ask you an offbeat question.
Of course.
Might this service work if your husband left you and he left all his stuff, and after a time, it's clear he's not coming back for it?
Yes. Unfortunately, we've actually helped individuals out in that situation. I had a woman in Chicago. They separated. They hadn't gone through the divorce. He was gone for 3 or 4 years, and his clothes were still in the closet.
That's got to be... It's heartbreaking for somebody who's been left.
Every morning that she's getting up and getting dressed, or trying to get dressed, she's surrounded by all of his belongings.
Unless, of course, you're like my ex-wife.
You just burned it all?
No, she went away. She went away on vacation, and I was the emergency contact for the dog at the kennel. And my dog had psychosomatic illnesses. So I went to take the dog from the kennel to the animal hospital, mm-hmm. back to the kennel. Mm-hmm. I said, well, I'm near the house. I had lost 40 pounds. Maybe I could have my formerly skinny suits out of there. And I went, and, you know, nobody was home.
Right.
I went there. I took only my clothes. All right. I had one cookie. Okay? I did. I had one cookie. But I get a phone call when she gets back. How dare you come into my house? I couldn't believe it. I'm sorry, but I digress. But I digress. So what that I was paying all the bills and that she wasn't going to wear my clothes?
Nice.
Give me a break. Okay.
So yes, we can support. We can support individuals who are going through that. Because it's the same premise. You're being surrounded by all of these belongings, and it's actually stopping you. It's impeding you from moving forward in your life. So whether it's through divorce.
Or through death.
Or through death.
Well, you know, I know when my mom passed, my mother had 3 brain operations. Before she started to have brain operations, she collected hats. After she had her brain operations, she wore an English riding helmet because she had to.
Right.
She didn't have a skull.
Right.
Essentially. Or a very thin skull at the end. So I know my dad had all the neighbors and friends in, and each one got a hat because she had over 100 hats in the house. It was really, for a small house, it was really pretty remarkable. I'm starting to tear up just thinking about it.
Yeah.
I couldn't go. I wouldn't go. It was too much for me.
Right.
It was 6 months after my brother had died, and I was responsible for my brother's stuff.
Right.
The last thing I wanted to do was deal with my mother's stuff.
Right.
So I can understand that. And you were also telling me you have a service where we could sign up with you in advance.
Right.
Say if we had an elderly parent.
Right. As a matter of fact, we just got an email from someone right before I stepped onto the show where we announced that we were going to be on your show, and she immediately responded and was so thankful to find out about our services because she's got 2 parents that are in their 80s. And to know that there is something that she can count on, because the inevitable is going to happen, and she knows that, and she's going to be responsible for that. So one of the things that we've started to do is we started to partner with local financial advisors and trust and estates attorneys. And so now what is available to individuals as a pre-needs package is that you can actually prepare so that you don't leave your loved ones in the lurch to have to deal with it on their own. They can actually buy a 3-day service, a 7-day service, depending on the estate that's being left behind.
How much stuff they got.
Right. Right. And we, you know, we go through the interview process with the individual. We actually visit the home. We find out what their wishes are. Imagine if you lost a loved one and you knew that the donation facilities that they wanted you to donate X and Y to was already taken care of. What if you already knew that these photographs needed to go to Aunt Susie? See, a lot of those things, some of them will actually exist in a will, but the intimate items.
Most of them don't.
Right. The intimate items don't.
What do you mean by intimate items?
Okay, so the intimate...
You're not talking about bras and underwear, right?
Well, you know, no, not... Well, those, but not necessarily just that. But, okay, what if the individual used to volunteer at a soup kitchen?
Right.
And when you walk into that home and there are cabinets filled with canned goods, wouldn't there be some peace of mind to know that you could donate that food to the shelter that that person used to volunteer at?
That would be a great thing, yeah.
Exactly. So the whole point of being able to support somebody in dissolving the home is to give just another layer of respect to the person's passing. There's no reason why individuals should be left to just throw things away, toss them out. It just leaves lingering questions of regret for future. We want to make sure that we bring respect and dignity to the dissolving of the home as well. We want those items to go to people who can benefit. So we work with non-for-profits on a regular basis.
And you have a whole list of...
Exactly. And we're always researching and finding out more. And we're always open to people. People are often emailing us and telling us about other organizations that we can be affiliated with, that we can donate to. But the first thing that we do is we find out what non-for-profits spoke to the individual who passed, then what non-for-profits speak to the individual who's left. Exactly.
I know that because in rapid succession, I lost my brother, then my mother. And,
I'm sorry.
And then one of my good friends. But fortunately, I was not disposing of his things. And I remember thinking, I don't want flowers. So I had the rabbi on each of those things say, in lieu of flowers, make a donation to, I think I said, the Juvenile Research Bipolar Foundation.
Right.
Because that was an important charity to my brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's important to know that and really sometimes in your grief, you don't think about things like that.
No, there's too many other things happening. There's all of your emotions. And the hard part is inside, for you example, inside of losing your brother,
right.
You were in the middle of what was ever going on in your own personal life.
I had a life.
You had a life.
Nobody knew I had a life.
Right. So there's your job that you need to keep functioning in, your personal life you need to be functioning in, and you need to take care of all of what's happening inside of the grief. So now you can actually call a trained specialist from Nothing Forgotten to come in and either do it for you. We often recommend that they do it with you, and you get to be involved as much or as little as you choose.
As or can.
Right, exactly.
How does a potential client reach you?
Oh, well, they can visit us at www.nothingforgottenink.com.
I-N-C.
I-N-C.
Because there's a band, nothingforgotten.com.
Right. And then, or they can reach us at 877-645-7833. Or they can email us at info@nothingforgotteninc.com.
That's great. We are with Laura. Laura Olivares of Nothing Forgotten and Inc. And, of course, Be Organized. This is the Divorce Hour. I am your host, Larry Bloom. Call us, 877-480-4120. Or at some point, talking about my mother and my brother, I'm going to start to cry. And I don't... Nobody wants to see a big, strong, tall divorce lawyer cry on the radio. That would be here to cry on the radio, but that's neither here nor there. This is the Divorce Hour. We're on Talking Alternative, and we will be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Talking Alternative. Did you forget that I was even alive? Did you forget everything we ever had? Did you forget? Did you forget about me? Did you regret ever standing by my side? Did you forget we were feeling inside? Now I'm left to forget about us.
For those of you, I always do this once a show, who think that there's no music subsequent to 2000. That was Demi Lovato singing Don't Forget. Okay, you will find the rest of the music on the show is from very early portion of time. But that particular song, I don't think Miss Lovato was alive too much before 2000. It sounds to me like we have a caller.
Joe
is on line one. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Larry.
Thanks for calling and thanks for listening.
I wanted to speak with Laura, and I wanted to say that I think that what you're offering is wonderful for those that need it. For somebody like myself who lost a spouse, I needed a year to keep those clothes in the closet. Well, like when you said, when all the services are over and everybody leaves and now you're by yourself,
right?
I personally needed that security of knowing that, you know, he was all my yesterdays. He was my entire past. Once I got rid of all of that stuff, my past and my yesterdays were gone.
Right.
And it wasn't something I could do quickly. It was something that I really needed time to do. And then after about a year, I said, you know what, it's time to get on with my life. And I did, but, you know, with each shirt that I took out and smelled his smell and everything else, that was my way of saying goodbye. I'm not sure that I could have handled having somebody else do that for me.
Okay.
Although my mother had me, and
right.
when we put all my father's stuff in garbage bags, she said, look at this, your father's whole life is in three garbage bags.
Mm.
I needed time. Of course, I asked my children what they wanted, and none of them could bear to have anything.
Right.
So I guess everybody reacts a little bit differently.
Definitely.
I have a girlfriend that walked in my house and said, oh, my God, how could you keep these pictures of Mike here?
Right.
Could you look at this every day? And I said, what, are you crazy? It's my past. I can't just forget that he was in my life.
Right. 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 You actually bring up a really, really good point. You said that you needed that year to grieve and have that security. And we often get phone calls or inquiries of when is it time to dissolve my loved one's intimate belongings? And the reality is that we can get a phone call 2 months after somebody has passed or 5 years after somebody has passed. We don't rush you into that process. And you made mention about, you know, you don't know if you could have had somebody there to actually support you. It was something that you felt the need to deal with on your own. And we respect that. And if you feel like you want to go through the process alone, there's nothing wrong with that. There's also a component that most people don't take into consideration, and that's the actual physical labor that goes into dissolving a loved one's home. Saying goodbye and smelling the shirts and folding them nicely and putting them in boxes may be something that brings you closure, and we invite you to do that. And then there is the next step of where do they go?
Uh-huh.
How do they get there? Do you have to deal with that? Do you have to say the final goodbye at a Goodwill store? We don't want that for you. We want you to have the closure that you need, and then we can step in and support you when you see fit. And we discuss that. So we want to allow people to have whatever grief and grieving process that they need. We want to respect that, and then we want to support them so that they don't have to suffer any more than they already are.
I think that's a great thing. I would have liked it if I had somebody like you after I had folded everything and put them in piles
right.
to come and take it to the thrift shop or whatever instead of me having to do it. That would have been much easier for me.
Right, right. And I think it is important to touch some of those items. If it's a traumatic loss, and what loss isn't traumatic, but if it's a traumatic loss, sometimes touching those items and saying those final goodbyes are really important.
And smelling those smells.
And
like
smelling
you
those
said,
smells.
Joe.
It's so important. You know, I lost my brother over 11 years ago, and sometimes it's like it was yesterday. You know, and
yeah.
people ask me if it's gotten any easier. And, you know, it sounds funny. I'm lucky enough that I get to speak about my brother every day. I have a company that's because of him.
It's dedicated to him.
Right. His picture's
wonderful.
On the website. And it is, you know, I'm sorry that I lost him, but I'm glad that a service that can help individuals like yourself came out of it.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's a great thing. Well, thank you for the concept. I hope that I don't... Well, I'm the last one left, so when I go, my kids will have to deal with it. But keep threatening.
Now, that's a good attitude.
saying that.
I don't believe you.
Having the dumpsters delivered to the house and everything's getting thrown out.
excuse me. I don't believe that you don't have anyone who cares about you other than your children.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I don't believe that.
Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.
Okay. Bye-bye.
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 Well, the nice thing about that, the nice thing about that is, she had just said, she's the last one, and her children would be the people who would be involved with dissolving her household. And the reality is that that's why we're on this show, is so that people know when people are happy, healthy, and whole is when we want to talk about this.
Right.
We want her to go and tell her children that there's a service that they can call. We want everyone to know that it's out there while everybody's happy, healthy, and whole. A lot of times it's difficult to hear this in the fog of loss. Know now so that you can prepare later.
Okay. Some of our best questions come during the breaks.
Yes.
Usually from Janice. And let me ask you this question.
Yes.
Is what you do, is it emotionally difficult or is it emotionally rewarding?
Yes.
Or is it both?
Can I say yes?
You could say yes, but you could answer it a little more.
Yes.
More fully than
yeah.
that.
So it's definitely rewarding. I mean, to be able to walk into somebody's home and really make a difference for somebody who is grieving such a difficult time in their life, to be able to make that difference is so rewarding. And then you asked if it's difficult. Of course it is. We're surrounding ourselves with death and dying every day.
Right.
If we're not speaking about it, we're educating people about it, or we're right in their hands-on, dealing with those items. So one of the things that we do is we actually make sure that anybody who works with Nothing Forgotten actually gets that moral support that they need, that there are programs that we invite them to take advantage of, bereavement programs.
So you know all about those and you can refer them.
Exactly. It's one of the great benefits of, again, knowing and working with Nothing Forgotten, even as a pre-need service, because we have access to bereavement groups for just specifically widows. We have bereavement groups for people who've lost children, adult children losing their parents. It's so important to have a resource so that, in the fog of everything, you're not sitting there on the internet trying to figure out, okay, I need this over here, I need that over there. If you had one place to call that you could count on
easier,
in the face of all of that.
Easier said than done.
I completely
easier
understand.
Easier said than done. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you about the last argument I ever had with my mother.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about those are the two. I want you to remind me because I have a tendency to forget things during the break.
No problem.
The last argument I had with my mother and about obituary. So I want to talk about those two things.
Sure.
If you have a question, the phone number here is 877-480-4120. I recognize that this is not an easy topic to talk about, but be like Joe. She was very brave in saying how she felt. Give us a call. Let us know. Maybe Laura can answer those questions that you have. If you don't want to call us on the phone, you can email us at larry@divorcedbybloom.com. Or you may instant message us at the Facebook fan club site at Talking Alternative. I am with Laura Oliveris of Nothing Forgotten. My name is Larry Bloom. I am the host of the Divorce Hour here at Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Hi, I'm Carol Ward from the Body Mind Wellness Program. Listen to my show for ideas and information to help you live a healthier life in body, mind, and spirit. You'll hear from terrific guests who are experts in the areas of health, wellness, and creativity. So join me every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on TalkingAlternative.com. Professionals serving community.
This is Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio. Big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Technology, fundraising, compliance, social media. Small and medium nonprofits have needs in all these areas, My guests are expert in all these areas and more. Tony Martinetti Nonprofit Radio, Fridays, 1 to 2 Eastern, on Talking Alternative Broadcasting.
Are you concerned about the future of your business or career? Would you like it all to just be better? Well, the way to do that is through better communication. And the best way to do that is training from the team at Improving Communications. This is Larry Sharp, host of the Ivory Tower Radio Program and director at Improving Communications. Does your office need better leadership, customer service, sales, or maybe better writing or speaking skills? Could they be better at dealing with confrontation, conflicts, and touchy subjects? All are covered here at Improving Communications. If you're in the New York City area, stop by one of our public classes or get your human resources in touch with us. The website is improvingcommunications.com. That's improvingcommunications.com. Improve your professional environment. Be more effective. Be happier and make more money. Improving Communications. That's the answer.
TalkingAlternative.com.
That whole song.
Nah, but I wanted to get to the hook. That is from The Breakfast Club. That is, who does that? Simple Minds does. Don't You Forget About Me. I'm here with Laura. Let me tell you about the last fight I had with my mother.
Okay.
My mother says to me, this is how I want Richard's tombstone to read.
Okay.
Richard would being my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Beloved son, beloved father, beloved husband, beloved brother. And I responded, what are you, out of your effing mind? She goes, no, why? I said, number one, I'm his only brother. I know I was he was a beloved brother. I don't have to be on his stone. Two, he wasn't a beloved husband. He was divorced. He had the worst divorce I've ever heard in my entire then 25-year career as a divorce lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
But his children are going to see his tombstone, and they're going to want to know he was a beloved husband. And I thought to myself, you bitch.
Oh.
You're going to be cremated. Dad's going to be cremated. I'm going to have nowhere to go. And you're worried about his tombstone? Mom, he's your son. Do whatever you want. So,
what'd she do?
Those four things are written on his tombstone. Because I didn't have the compunction to discuss it with her any further. My mother's wish and my father's belief that this has happened was that my mother was cremated and her ashes were strewn upon the beach.
Right.
That's only about 95% true. Okay, because of that little incident, I purchased an urn about the size of that Dixie cup,
mm-hmm.
and a little bit of my mom is in there. I remember I used to, when I you know, dating after my marriage, I would say, want to meet my mom?
Oh.
So when my father goes, and hopefully, you know, we're about to celebrate his 90th birthday.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you. I figure in 10 years, I'll be planning his 100th birthday party.
That's great.
He's very healthy. Sometimes he gets depressed. He's a little lonely. But when he does go and he thinks that his ashes are strewn upon the beach, his little baby urn and my mother's little baby urn will be buried next to my brother.
Mm.
Stones will be put up.
Right.
And I will then have a place to go to sit. Hence the end of that particular problem that I had.
Right.
Because at that moment when my mother said, his children are going to see.
Right.
I said, my children are going to see their grandparents, and I'm going to see my mother, so at least a stone for them.
Well, it's interesting because you actually bring up a good point. So there's, you know, you can see and you've experienced the level of emotions that come up when somebody passes. So many things are happening. A lot of times when we're brought into the situation, we're actually used as that buffer.
Right.
Between certain family members, because there are so many emotionally charged things. There's so many layers. You had your relationship with your brother, and however your relationship was with your mom, and she wanted something, and you wanted. And so a lot of times, we'll actually be brought in to be that buffer so that we can be the clear mind.
Okay.
With the non-emotion.
Exactly. The ones that are not emotionally clouded.
Yeah. And just sort of keep everything at an even keel while people are grieving. So, I mean, so thank you for that.
When you grieve.
Yes.
You start to have tunnel vision.
Yes.
Tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal, I know that when each of them went, for me, it was, I've got to do this. I've got to do that. I've got to do the next thing. And it became, you know.
Mechanical.
Yeah, well, it also became a journey.
Mm.
And each step was designed to get it over with.
Mm.
And which brings me to obituaries. Do you help write obituaries or take care of obituaries?
So we don't actually do the physical writing of obituaries. But again, like I had said, we have resources to be able to support you in preparation of a passing, or if you've had an immediate passing and you need some support. If you call Nothing Forgotten, we can connect you with services that can help you with that. Again, when you're in that fog, there's so many things that need to be handled. And it's interesting because inside of my brother's obituary, it was so beautiful. And I remember my sister worked so hard on it. I mean, it's the worst thing in the world to have to write your older brother's obituary. And
no, it's pretty bad to write your younger brother's
To write any. How about to write any?
Fair enough.
And I remember my mother focused solely on the fact that there was one thing left out. And that's all she could see. She couldn't see all the wonderful things that were said. She couldn't see all of the work that had been put onto it. She could only see the one thing. And a lot of that has to do with that tunnel vision, that gray that you're trying to see through.
Well, all I knew was I had my father and my uncle and my cousin all saying, call the New York Times.
Right.
So I call the New York Times. And I forgot that, and I listed all four grandchildren.
Right.
And I listed the deceased son and the living son, but neglected to mention the living daughter-in-law. That would have been my wife. And, you know, frankly, I didn't do it purposely, and I didn't do it to exclude her. I did it because it wasn't straight in front of me in the line that I was walking on.
Right.
And I must tell you that if I had to do it again, then, yeah. I mean, obviously, I would have included her, and it was not an intentional slight.
Right.
And that was just another one on the long list of things that Larry did wrong.
Right, right.
So, and you know, and God forbid I was allowed the minute or two of making a mistake that was really dealing with my mom, and it wasn't dealing with her.
Right.
So, you know, that's why you're on the divorce hour, because all these subjects about death still relate to, you know, the people that you're leaving behind, the relationships that are left behind.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, given the opportunity, here we are, we're all alive and we're listening to this show and we're hearing all of these stories, right?
Right.
Now, some people, when they pass, they're like, when I go, let everybody else deal with it all. But then there's just realizing all of the upheaval in the wake of your passing. And if you can, if you want to, you have the ability to support those loved ones who are going to be left behind. They're the ones that have to deal with it all. They're the ones that have to deal with your belongings. They're the ones that have to deal with your obituary. They're the ones that have to deal with all the emotional upheaval. So if there's a way that you can support them in a pre-needs, why not do it? I have a person that I work with that actually does the pre-needs funeral home arrangements. I say do it. Why not? Why? I remember when I was left to plan my brother's funeral.
Oh, thank God I didn't have to do that. My mother was smart enough that she
have it prepared.
She prepaid, pre-organized three funerals.
Right.
And we've already used two of them. So.
And how?
And I don't feel bad that she didn't pay for mine.
No, but how? And it sounds weird to say, but how great.
She always loved him best. No, I'm sorry. I couldn't resist.
That you didn't have to go through that process.
I can imagine.
Yeah. I mean, I just spoke with a woman who lost her husband, and she had to have her father plan her husband's entire funeral because she couldn't even think about asking whatever questions needed to be asked.
I know. It's absolutely incredible. You know, but I'm thinking that in my career, I've already done three eulogies.
Right.
And I see no reason why I can't rewrite my own in advance, because at least I think I could make people laugh intentionally. I've been to funerals where people have laughed unintentionally.
That's
but
so funny.
In my family, most of the funerals are the funniest stories that exist. There's always something that's going on during a funeral in the Bloom family.
Of course, of course.
We are at the end of this segment. Coming back for one more segment with Laura. Want to call in? 877-480-4120. If you email it, too late. I'm not even going to look at the phone during the last segment. But you have to call if you want to talk. This is Larry Bloom on the Divorce Hour here at Talking Alternative. We'll be back in a minute.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you feeling overwhelmed in the current chaos of our changing times? A deeper understanding of authentic astrology can uncover solutions in every area of life. After all, metaphysics is just quantum physics, poetically expressed. I am Montgomery Taylor, and I offer lectures, seminars, and private consultations. For more information, contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-Y, at rljmedia.com.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking
Alternative. Forget about it. Don't, baby, don't let it go. No, baby, no, baby, don't let it go. Y'all know what this is. sometimes if you like that, baby.
Let me dedicate this to our caller from before, Joe, who lost her husband some time ago. And that would be Mariah Carey's Don't Forget About Us.
Mm.
So, we are here with Laura. Laura, please tell us how we can find you.
Sure. You can find us at www.nothingforgotteninc.com. Or you can email us at info@nothingforgotteninc.com, or you can reach us directly at 877-645-7833. Again, 877-645-7833.
Okay.
So, you know, Larry, I just wanted to say something. I realize that I want to thank you for having me on.
You're very welcome. It's my pleasure.
Well, thank you. But I wanted to say, I realize that just having this conversation can be difficult for anyone. And you've been sharing a lot and letting me know what happened in your family and telling all of your listeners.
Laura, don't you know haven't you been listening to the show?
Sure.
It's all about me.
It's always about you. So I just wanted to thank you. I know it hasn't been easy.
Thank you. No, it hasn't been easy. It's very difficult talking about, you know, talking about my brother, talking about my mom, and my buddy Art, who went like a month after my mother did, and he was one of my closest friends. But again, another funny funeral story, and also another aspect of the demise of my marriage. Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that I left her out of the obituary was a big, big snag in my marriage. The fact that she didn't come with me to my friend Artie's funeral was a big snag in my marriage. And yeah, I the divorce was my idea. Let's not kid ourselves on it. Sorry, kids. I apologize. Your mother and I said it was a joint decision, but it was really my idea. I admit it. But it's still hard to talk about it. I devoted a quarter of a century to that marriage, and it's really hard. But I digress. We're here with Laura. And
talking about death and dying brings up everything. I completely understand.
It does. We're only on this planet for a short time. Should have played 100 years by, Five for Fighting. We should have played that.
Didn't even think of that.
No, when my dad turns 100, I'm going to play that.
There you go.
Okay. I'll still be on Talking Alternative at that time. talking about divorce. Maybe I'll have a retirement show when he starts to that 100. Laura, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
And we're going to have you again, maybe talking about Be Organized again, something a little more, less emotionally charged, shall we?
Okay.
Stay tuned for Tony. Tony always has a great show. Always said Tony has lived my dream. He has stood up in a comedy club, and he has accepted the adoration of his fans. I wish I could do that. It is on my bucket list, but I'm scared S-less to do it. So, you know, maybe when I turn 60, that'll be my present to myself. Next week, Nicole Barris Foyer and Francine Barris will be on talking about Start Over Again Smart, the Divorce Expo held in New York on Saturday, March 31st and April 1st. I am so excited. I will be attending this event with press credentials. Go figure. I have press credentials because of this show. I will be interviewing the featured speakers, and you will be hearing them on the show. One last time, Laura, how do our people reach you?
You reach us at www.nothingforgotteninc.com or info@nothingforgotteninc.com, or you can reach us directly on the phone by 877-645-7833.
Okay, that you violated one of the rules I have, so do it again slowly, your phone number.
All of it?
Just the phone number.
Sorry. 877-645-7833.
That's great. Stay tuned for Tony, as I said, and listen to everybody on this station. We really do provide great programming here at Talking Alternative. Tell your friends what a great show the Divorce Hour is, and listen in to everybody else at Talking Alternative. Have a great week, everybody. This has been Larry Blum.
Bombadita, 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 about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Looking to meet Mr. or Mrs. Right, but still haven't found the one? Want to make your current relationship as fulfilling as possible? Then tune in on Thursdays at 1 p.m. for Love in the Afternoon with Marnie Gallison. As a professional matchmaker, I've seen it all. With distinguished authors, industry gurus, and experts on everything from wine to fashion, join us as we discuss dating, relationships, and more on TalkingAlternative.com.
Hi, I'm Julie.
Hi, I'm Julia.
What are you wearing? Welcome to J&J's Secrets of Style and Beauty.
We know there's beauty and style in all you do, whether it's a job interview,
first date,
or a wedding. We also know that not everyone understands what works best for him or her.
We're here to help. Think of us as your personal beauty, style, and grooming gurus. As industry experts, we'll give you the best information for men and women on how to look phenomenal.
Tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
to learn how to look your best.
Are you fed up with talking points rhetoric? Every way you turn, it's left or right spin, ideology, no reality. In fact, it's ideology over intellect. No more. It's time for the truth. Join me, Larry Sharp, a.k.a. The Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights 9 to 11 Eastern for the Ivory Tower radio program. In the Ivory Tower, we'll discuss what's important to you, society, politics, business, and family. It's provocative talk for the realist and the skeptic who want to know what's really going on, what does it mean, and what can be done about it. So gain special access to the Ivory Tower and listen to me, Larry Sharp, your Neo-Sage, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11, New York time. Go to ivorytowerradio.com for details. That's ivorytowerradio.com. The Ivory Tower is a great place to visit for both entertainment and education. Listen in, Tuesday nights, 9 to 11. It will make you smarter.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
TalkingAlternative.com.